come and take me to the river and make me whole. It's down with the old and up with the new. The heart reset my life, take two. Oh Lord, have mercy on this weary soul.
Welcome to Go Yard with Mama Mac, helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
Alrighty now, it's time for Go Yard, and we are so glad to be right here in the studio with you as we are almost every Thursday night. An occasional rerun if one of us is out of town or we can't get it recorded. So, but we always just love being right here live, don't we? It's fun.
Yes, we do.
Which also gives our audience an opportunity to call in if they'd like, 727-441-3000. Feel free to call in and ask a question or make a comment. That would be great. Normally you could text to my phone, but I forgot it tonight, which is really, how did that happen? I don't know. So anyway, you can't do that tonight. And you can go to our website, though, and catch past shows, goyard2014.org. Why do we want our audience to know that, Dr. Angel?
Well, because there's a whole bunch of really great shows that are topic-based. And, you know, when we talked about a show, maybe it didn't mean something. Maybe you didn't know we existed and you're going through something challenging. And we probably have some great tools to help you get through that issue or problem or situation.
Absolutely. And on our website, we've got titles on them on the podcast. So that helps you. And you are Dr. Angel Falzone, PhD, licensed mental health counselor, and my wonderful co-host all these years. We're in our fifth year.
Yes, we are.
This is crazy, isn't it? And we've been in a series for the last, this is our fourth week on this series, Exploring Our Truth. And what is it we're trying to talk about, Dr. Angel, in this series? What is this all about?
Well, Exploring Our Truth is really a look of our inner personal truth, the truth that we live by, the world that we live in every day that's individual to us.
Okay. And it's not like just your job or your family. It's
what happens on the inside of us.
What happens on the inside of you, right? Your inner truth.
Your
okay?
inner truth.
So everybody has an inner truth, correct?
Yes, but not everybody knows their inner truth or is aware of it.
Right. And a lot of times the inner truth is complicated, perhaps, and has been there for a long time, right? You want to explain that?
Absolutely. So our inner truth is, it is a compilation of everything we've experienced in our life.
Everything?
So all the experiences are part of our inner truth at some level, whatever our brain snapshot, took the snapshots of. Plus how we felt about those experiences.
Yeah, exactly.
What we chose to remember about those experiences.
Right.
And so it all kind of comes into our truth of how we see those experiences.
Right, exactly. One of the things we've made a point of the last couple weeks is this whole concept of finding out who you really are, right? That's your inner truth.
That's
who
your
are you?
Truth.
Are you a bitter, angry, frustrated, mean person, or are you somebody who is still dealing with things that happened to you 35 years ago, which a lot of people are? That person, not necessarily the mean, bitter thing, but finding out who you really are. Is that what you mean by who you really are?
Yes, that's what I mean by who we really are. What's on the inside? Because all of those experiences and how we interpret them, our perspective of them, how we felt about them, makes up how we deal with everything today, from our friendships to parenting to our relationship with our intimate partner or our spouse to how we work, our work relationships, what type of work we do, like all of it is a part of everything we do now.
Okay, so we don't live in a vacuum as human beings. We cannot say, we say it sometimes as kind of, today's a new day. And it is a new day, but it's also comes with its baggage, right? Is that what I hear you saying?
Yes.
Each new day has stuff attached to it that's already happened to us.
It absolutely does. And so what we to know our inner truth helps us to see that perspective, maybe from a different perspective than when we originally experienced the event, with the growth that we have done as individuals and maturity that we have. And so perspective can make a big difference on how we see something.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially things way back from even in our childhood where we had, underdeveloped brains that couldn't process that information, and kids are very egocentric where they think everything that happens is their fault, and then they go through life feeling all this blame, and then to realize in a different perspective, wait a minute, I really wasn't at fault. I was 5 or I was 10 or I was a child,
right,
and
exactly.
There was other responsibilities. So I have a different perspective now.
Okay, but a whole lot of people go through life and don't look at those reasons why they feel angry or why they feel isolated or why they don't want to have friends or why they never succeed in a personal relationship or why they jump from job to job. A lot of people go through life. It's my contention, Dr. Angel, I'll just say it this way, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong. A lot of people go through life never looking at the things that have made them bitter or resentful or angry or frustrated or mean or...
I will agree with you. Completely agree with you. There's many people who go through life, and they just kind of stuff it and ignore it.
Yes,
and they think,
exactly.
Oh, if I don't deal with it, it doesn't... It's not impacting me, which is so not true.
Right.
It is.
So one of the most important things we can do in our life is figure out who we really are and
yes.
and how our past, even up to this moment, impacts our present and our future. Is that what
Absolutely.
I hear you saying?
Absolutely. And it all happens within our own personal world or in our own inner truth.
Okay.
And no two people share the same inner truth.
No.
No matter what experiences we've had. So that's a personal thing to you. And, you know, when we try to forget something, just think of the act of trying to forget something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want you to remember having a, I don't know, a purple purse. Well, first you got to think about the purple purse so
right.
then you can remember not to think about it. Right? And we're doing that with experiences in our life. I don't want to remember this divorce that I went through or this domestic violence situation.
Right.
But I have to remember it to try not to remember it.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you see all the energy we're putting into that all the time, subconsciously?
Well, I would never put any energy into having a purple purse.
I know you wouldn't, which is why
because
I picked that.
I have never had one and never would have one, right? So that is something that would be energyless for me, whatever.
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. So, but I get your point. Your point simply is very well made that, oh, boy, if we don't ever start looking at these things, we will never change. We'll just be stuck in those same ruts that
yes,
we've always been in.
Yes, which is why, you know, sometimes we kind of thinking can get stuck at places in our life where we've experienced really hurtful things to us, no matter
sure.
what caused them. We can kind of get stuck in that thinking. So if we, you know, our parents divorced when we were 7 and that was really traumatic to us, we might get stuck in that thinking of a 7-year-old and now we're 35 or we're 45
sure.
or whatever, and we're still thinking in that thought wave.
Right.
Well, that's holding us back.
Because sometimes we associate, let's say that, a divorce at a young age as, hey, I'm just staying out of any important relationships when I become an adult because they're too painful. I've seen what it did to my family. I'm not going to do that to
Absolutely.
Anybody else, right?
Or I can't commit to a job or I can't commit to a relationship or I just... You can see it in all kinds of
right.
aspects of people's lives, but they're stuck in that thinking
right.
that,
exactly.
of that painful event.
Wow.
And they don't realize it.
Yeah, and a lot of times they don't realize it, but part of that not realizing it is that they just go along in life, so many people, just plodding along, maybe not even really happy and content or full of joy, but just doing the same old thing every day, right?
Absolutely. And they are. They're feeling that misery from their life the way it is now, but they're not making the connection
yeah.
of how they got there.
Exactly.
So that's what inner truth is all about. It's kind of like how we're getting to where we are, and so we can change where we want to go.
Okay, so a lot of people would say, that sounds like work.
It is work.
But okay,
anything worth having has work behind it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we could even think about people who rarely floss or brush their teeth, right? That's work.
Mm-hmm.
But there's benefit, and if you don't do that, you're going to get heart disease and all kinds of things, right?
Absolutely.
So it really, that's kind of a stupid example, but...
No, it's a good one because it's true.
Yeah.
Everything worth having has some effort.
It has some effort.
It.
I mean, flossing. I mean, whoever thought of that? Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's practical and it works, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what we're saying on this show is that our inner self is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Not just our external actions and what we do day after day and go to work and you know, cook a meal or, you know, take a nap, whatever it is we do, those things are, yeah, they're a part of it, but there's more to our life than just the rote going and doing certain things, correct?
Absolutely. And what I see a lot of people do that brings them into the counseling room is they're focusing on some behavior that they have that they don't like in their life or that
their wife told them that they she didn't like,
and so
right?
They come to me and they want to work on a behavior, but a behavior starts back in your inner truth.
Right.
And so we can't even work on really extinguishing a behavior till we get to where it's connected to your inner truth.
And that's not real easy to get to, but I know you as a practicing therapist have skills in that area to help people figure that out.
Absolutely.
But doesn't it also need a willingness on the part of the person to say, okay, I'm willing to go back and look at this event in my life and see how that has impacted me? Or, hey, I've been thinking, doctor, like, and when they walk into your office, I've been thinking, you know, this thing happened I've never told you about. Does that have anything to do with why I'm experiencing this right now?
Absolutely.
Right?
So we really, to change a behavior, need to go back to where it was connected into your inner truth.
Right.
And look at that perspective and look at what's tied to that. And so a lot of times that's why people aren't successful with resolutions and goals and things like that, because they're not getting back to that root, like I like to say, of that.
Well, and I propose, and tell me if I'm right, but when you enter a phase in your life where you realize you need to begin to explore your inner truth, you begin to open yourself up to remembering some things, possibly,
and
right?
And there will be pain.
There's going to be pain, right? You guarantee pain, doctor?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's really good.
I will, but here's the thing. The pain of staying the same is much worse,
isn't it? But so many people, Dr. Angel, are content where they are because they don't want to make any effort towards remembering, or when they do have a tinge of a memory, it's too painful to go back there.
Right. So it's the fear of
most
of the
time.
You know, and what they're experiencing is pain right now. The pain of not feeling content or happy or successful or comfortable with who they are or where they want to be. Like, they're paying now.
Oh, absolutely. So what I hear you saying, and what we've been saying the last three, now this is part four of this series and the last part, is that it takes courage.
It does take courage.
It takes courage and inner strength to say, I'm going to look at whatever it is that might be keeping me from personal growth.
Absolutely.
Emotional stability or mental clarity or some of the physical problems that we have are rooted in old things like bitterness and resentment, things like
emotions,
that. Cancer has been shown to be a link there between
autoimmune deficiencies, heart disease. Like we've talked about that so many times.
We have many times.
And because we are interconnected, we're, you know, body, soul, and spirit. So anytime we're working in an area, it's impacting our other ones. And so this one's one we neglect the most.
Right.
I think.
Yeah, because of the difficulties of getting there to those answers, right?
Absolutely. And so, and it starts with taking our personal power. So you can't start really exploring your truth till you understand, first of all, I have the power to do this.
Okay. That's huge right there. Point one, people, if you're taking notes, hey, you have the power to do this and to change your story, quote unquote.
You know? And you know what? That's where I see so many people get lost, is they don't realize that they have the power.
Right.
It's like they're sitting there waiting for it to just happen the right way for them.
Well, right.
You know, it's not going to happen. You know,
exactly.
The winning lottery ticket's not going to land on your doorstep. Like, that's not how it works. You have to go out and get it, and that starts with my power. I have the power to do this.
Right.
I'm choosing to use my power to do this, and I'm going to take responsibility to use my power. Like, those are really important first steps.
Oh, absolutely. So that's where we are in part four right now of exploring our truth, and that is you got to acknowledge you have personal power, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being a victim. Because I think the opposite of using your personal power is to go through life feeling sorry for yourself
and
giving your power away and saying, well, but this happened to me. I mean, we can look at things without starting to feel sorry for ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm. And we have responsibility to the quality of life we live.
Right.
And that's within our power. And so many of us have given that on the side and are not using our power, and we're miserable because we think we're blaming everything and everyone else for where we are in our life today.
And we're not talking about where you are financially. Mm-hmm. We're talking about where you are emotionally. Yes. And mentally, mm-hmm. correct? And sometimes physically, mm-hmm. since physical problems a lot of times arise from the emotional Absolutely. Unresolved issues, right?
But even this can tie into, like, you know, our relationships, our career, mm-hmm. all of this can mm-hmm. be tied in that, because when I'm taking responsibility for my life,
right,
it means I'm going to make decisions to have that type of life I want to have.
But because we have that personal power, mm-hmm. we've got to quit concentrating on what we don't have, what's not working, right? Because don't you think a lot of people don't take personal power because they're just bogged down in everything that's gone wrong?
Yes. Well, you know, as humans, you're right, 100% there. And I don't say that a lot.
No, and I'm so glad you acknowledge that I'm right about something, Dr. Angel. After 5 years here, I think it's a first. But no,
it's not a first.
Okay.
But you're right. We spend so much time thinking about what's going wrong, what
right.
we don't have that we want,
yeah, yeah.
you know, all the, you know.
If I had this, I'd be happier. If I had this career, I'd be happier. If I had this person in my life, I'd be happy, right?
Absolutely. We sit mm-hmm. there, oh, if I lost this much weight, I'd be happier. Mm-hmm. Whatever, you know. We spend so much time thinking about what we don't have.
Right.
Or what's going wrong in our life. We spend almost all, if you think about your phone conversations or when you're talking to people, what do you talk about most of the time?
Right.
Is it everything that's going wrong, or is it, you know, things that you're working towards or you're
exactly.
hoping for? Like, just pay attention to your language.
Exactly. So, in other words, turn that around. Here's mm-hmm. what I want in my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Taking personal power has to do with, I want to make these changes, or I want to have more peace. I want to have more joy in my life. I want to have more ability to put my head on my pillow and go right to sleep and not wake up all, you know, worried and stressed and anxious and right?
Absolutely. You know, and we've talked about before, you know, our feelings become our thoughts become our behaviors. And so, you know, they become our words and then our behaviors. So when we are using these negative words all the time and
right.
negative thoughts,
yeah.
we're acting this way. And then we wonder why we are struggling.
But it's so common, Dr. Angel, for people to live in that negativity because it just seems to be kind of normal for a lot of people.
Oh,
how was your day?
Ooh, yeah.
Do you have an hour? You know, I mean, I don't like to ask that to anybody except for you. And you usually say, oh, yeah, well, okay. You know, but a lot of people will instead just go on and on about how awful it was, not about the blessings. They don't recount
Absolutely.
The blessings very often,
they
right?
They do not. And, you know, I even find myself when I'm even having like a really, really, really bad day, I try to say I'm moving forward or I'm
right.
going forward. Or,
yes.
You know, because that's what we become. That's what I'm trying to feed is where I want to do.
Well,
is
and every
forward.
Day is a blessing.
Yes.
The alternative is you're dead, right?
Right.
So why not stay here and make the best of it instead of living here and being miserable all the time?
Absolutely. Which means, yes, we can talk about the struggles and the bad things. They just shouldn't be the majority of the words that leave our mouth.
Exactly.
Period.
Okay, so you got to know what you want.
Yes.
So do you want peace or do you want chaos? A lot of people love chaos and drama.
Absolutely.
Right?
Oh, yes, they do.
I mean, just watch a soap opera. And I haven't for many, many years, decades. But I can remember clear back years and years and years and years ago when my kids were real little. When they'd take a nap, I would tend to turn on a soap opera till I quit that habit. Because it was the same thing over and over and
it
over
is.
Again. And it was all about this one said the wrong thing. Right, right, right.
And everyone's know. Hurting and backstabbing
mad
each other.
And yeah.
Yeah, so I like to go kind of by this 80-20 rule when it comes to
80-20.
This. 80-20. So, yeah, so 80% of what our words should be positive.
Whoa.
We really want to project that hope and positivity because that's what impacts how we feel and where we're going. And so we really want our conversations. 20%, now and I'm saying if you're trying to really deal with something that you stay up, our norm should be 80% positive with that 20% looking at the struggles or the problems.
Okay.
But what we're finding is that most people are like 90% in the problems
oh, yes,
and
10 yes,
or less percent
yes,
in the positive.
Absolutely.
We got to flip that all the way around.
So, okay. So this is a conscious decision. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. And if you're struggling with this, like just sit down and make a list. What's going What's your blessings in your life?
Right.
What's going well in your life? What do you have in your life? You know, start looking at that.
Pros and cons. But it's really the good things and the bad things, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not like you're trying to make a decision, except maybe you need to be making a decision to make some changes and get back and deal with these things. Take back your power.
Mm-hmm.
So we have personal power to make changes we need to make in our life. And it has everything to do with our decisions.
Mm-hmm.
It has everything to do with how you look back on the things that have happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
And it has everything to do with our growth and maturity.
So whether or not we want to stay back there.
Right. And so taking our personal power, we become in the control of our destiny. We become in control of who we are and where we're going, instead of letting some, I don't know, entity out there in the world giving away our power and being passive.
Mm-hmm. But we so often give our power away to the past. That's what I'm hearing you say.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
oh,
this awful thing that happened to me.
We get stuck.
Exactly. That's why you hear about people that, you know, meet a new friend or go on a date and they just sit there and talk about the
one thing, like they're divorced the whole time.
Right.
Or whatever it is that they get stuck on.
Yeah. So it's what I hear you say is to learn to take your personal power as being an adult.
Yes.
Right? And doing things the right way.
Yes.
And choosing to grow and deal with your past.
Absolutely.
So what are some aspects of being an adult?
Well, and this is a good one because, you know, I talk about a lot of times people think an adult's when you turn 18. Of course I'm an adult. And I'm telling you, that's not what makes an adult.
Right.
An adult has certain things that they can do. And it starts with, one, they experience their emotions, which means we're not stuffing them down. Ignoring them. We're not pretending they don't exist. We're experiencing them.
Okay. Does that mean that if somebody said, how did that affect you, they can actually honestly answer instead of saying, oh, it was fine. Just
think
blow
about
it off.
How does a child experience emotions?
Well,
what do they do?
They react.
They tantrum
a lot
of the time.
They get mad. They,
throw their toys, hit their friend, whatever. They kind of
so
have
you're
that.
Advocating that as adults, right? That we start throwing our toys. Oh, did I miss that somewhere? I must have.
That is the lack of really experiencing our emotions.
So how do adults do that?
Well, we acknowledge that we're having that emotion.
Yeah.
And we let ourselves feel that emotion in that
there
moment.
There you go. Let yourself feel it.
And so we deal with them. We don't let them pile up. We don't let them overtake us. And so that's an important aspect of being an adult. And this helps us to respond and not react.
Right. We've done a lot of shows on that, even fairly recently.
Kids just react. They're impulsive.
Right.
That's part of their underdeveloped brain. Adults, we should be able to stop ourselves and choose how we respond in a situation.
In other words, think before you talk. Right?
Absolutely. Or maybe take a break
before
you make that behavior.
I do want to talk to you about that, son. Let's talk about that later this evening.
Absolutely.
Or whatever, right? Set an appointment for a difficult conversation.
You know, and with that respond, not react, also comes being able to admit when we maybe had a response that wasn't positive. And going back in
admitting that we actually messed up.
Absolutely, and asking for forgiveness. You know, I responded that way, and that wasn't the right way, and I need to ask for forgiveness.
So
that's being an adult.
So many people can't do that, Dr. Angel. Let's get this song in here and this break. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere. Call a friend and say, hey, why don't you listen to this show with me? Go Yard. Here we go.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
This is Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Love that song. So right on, isn't it, for this topic? I think we used it last week, too, but it's so good. Welcome back to Go Yard. I'm Mama Mac, along with Dr. Angel right here, and we are talking about exploring our truth, and we're in part four of this series. If you missed any of them, you can go right here to TantalkNetwork.com, go to the podcast button, go down, it'll open up, and a little place where you can click the internet, whatever it's called, and then you can go to the name of this show, Go Yard. And we've been doing this 5 years, and we're doing it because
we want our listeners to live the Go Yard life, to hit those home runs in life.
There you go. Amen. All right. So we're wrapping this up tonight. So if you missed any part one, two, or three, they are on podcast here on TantalkNetwork.com, as I just said. Aspects of being an adult. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're not talking about how old you are.
Nope.
This is how you behave.
Right. This is what being an adult means.
Okay.
Emotionally. You know, we talked about experiencing our emotions, responding and not reacting. And next one is to formulate realistic goals.
Okay.
And then plans of action. You know, so many adults can tell you ideas, but they're not realistic goals using
right.
their strengths or them, you know, and then they have no plan and they never
exactly.
happen and they
yeah.
wonder why they fail. So it's knowing the realistic goal for yourself and then making a plan to make it happen.
Right.
Adults are proactive and self-assertive.
Okay.
They are not passive and dependent. I'm not waiting for someone else to make my life the way I think it needs to be. I am taking
but
my power.
But that is huge, Dr. Angel, because that's where a lot of people, especially younger people, I mm-hmm. think, get into these messes in relationships because they're looking for somebody to make them happy or somebody to support them or somebody to fulfill all these deep emotions from their childhood and make them feel okay. Right.
Which you just segued right into my next one, because adults seek equal relationships, meaning I'm not looking
yes.
for a relationship out of my deficit.
Right.
I'm looking for a relationship out of my abundance, my overflow.
Okay, so what's that mean for people that are listening? What does that mean? What is my overflow?
That means I'm not looking for a relationship to fill a need that I didn't get filled in childhood, or for someone to make me feel accepted, or
right.
for someone to help me with my self-esteem, or whatever it is that hurt that
yeah.
gave me a hole in my emotional side. I am looking for a relationship to be equal with me. It means I feel like a complete whole person in myself,
right.
and now I'm giving you my extra.
So when someone out there says, but I don't feel that way, so how can I be looking for somebody that I can give my extra when I do feel a deficit?
Then you need to work on not feeling
well, that's
you
right.
have to heal
that's
your deficit.
That's why we're doing
first.
This series right
and
here,
this
right?
is where so many relationships fail.
They
friendships
do. They do,
and
they do,
intimate
they do.
Relationships.
Right.
Because they are looking for that out of their deficit.
Right.
To make up something that they didn't get met in their life.
And then when it doesn't happen the way they want, they break up or they are getting a divorce or and they're disappointed, defeated, discouraged, whatever, right?
Well, and here's what I see. Absolutely, you're true. And what I don't say that much either.
My gosh, that's the second time tonight you've told me I was right. Okay.
But what they do is I'm looking for you to fill this hole. So I find this person that has this quality that fills my hole. But in a while, that quality that I attracted me to you is going to be what attracts me away from you because it's too much. It's overbearing. It's I needed more than just that hole. There's more to
there's
me.
There's more stuff.
That's, and so yeah, I also
that's
find
a good point.
That's the same thing that drives them apart later on.
Okay. The thing they were attracted to at the beginning is the
because
thing that they don't want after a while.
Right. We're more than 1%. We're looking to fill that 1%. We still have 99% of our emotion, which why we need to look out of our abundance, our overflow.
Okay. That's okay. I get that. So that's why, again, this series is so very important. And every single week I've been amazed at how this has developed because, you know, we just as we feel led, you know, by God to do certain series, then they just develop as we talk in here, you know, for the most part. So this is important stuff, people. So make sure you go back and listen to things you missed. Tell me about your inner critic. What is that? Because that is something that is a big part of keeping us from growing and exploring our truth.
Absolutely.
What is an inner critic?
So the inner critic is that little voice inside of you, your little negative voice, you know, that's telling you you're not good enough, you don't measure up, you can't do that, you're not smart enough. They're the judgmental voice that we hear in our head.
Right.
And they could be voices we, you know, something our parents said, our family members said, past lovers, our siblings, people have told us sometime in our life, and now we are telling ourselves inside our head.
Yeah. That's your inner critic. That's what's wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's destructive, and it's that critical voice that judges us.
Okay, so somebody who says, well, you need to hear that so you know what to work on. But this is a different level of this. We're talking about something that's destructive to you.
Right, this inner critic is actually our enemy.
Okay.
This internal critic. It is an enemy to us because it holds us back.
Right.
It's not usually the truth. It's not constructive for our growth. It's for our to hold us back in our destruction.
Well, you said the word judgmental, and I believe that is huge for a lot of people because a lot of people live in condemnation, condemning themselves, judging themselves. Oh, I'm the one that messed that up, and I'm the one, and you know, and they can't see the real total picture of a relationship, let's say, that's broken up.
Absolutely. And then they're sitting there judging themselves completely wrong all the time, and they're always condemning themselves. Who can live a great life feeling doing that all the time?
So for the person who argues and says, hey, wait a minute, the opposite of that is prideful, being prideful.
No.
It's not, is it?
No, because there is a middle ground.
What's the difference? What's the middle ground?
So the middle ground is we knowing the truth.
Right.
Who I am, what my strengths are, what my weaknesses are, knowing my truth. I can silence the inner critic when it tells me, no, I'm not good enough. Well, I know I have this strength. That doesn't mean I'm the best there ever was that walked the planet, but I know who I am and I know where my strengths are.
So for the person who has no idea where their strengths are, how do they discover those, Dr. Angel?
They start looking for what you do well. And talk to some. That's great to talk to people around you to help you find your strengths a lot.
Right.
Because people acknowledge them before we can acknowledge them for ourselves. But knowing your truth, then you can silence that when something comes against what the truth is.
Right, exactly.
It's when you don't know the truth, you believe all the lies.
Right. And I think therapists, and I know godly counsel also can help you. Years ago in our ministry, we had a test. We haven't done this lately at church, but we need to do it again probably. Motivational gifts and how you, and by answering a bunch of questions, you can kind of figure out what your strengths are, right? And your weaknesses, okay? So there are tools out there is my point, whether that mean in a therapist's office or in a godly counseling office where you can begin to discover who you really are, what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are.
Absolutely. Those are great tools to use.
You're saying you got to do this.
You do. You need to know your strengths because you have to know your truth, your inner truth, to be able to silence this critic that's giving you in your head, that's giving you lies that somebody has told you somewhere in your life that we now are telling ourselves constantly that, you know, we're not going to measure up, we're not going to do that. When you know your strengths and you know your weaknesses, you know your truth, you walk in that truth. So when you hear something contrary to that truth, you can identify it very quickly.
Replaying our successes is very important in that aspect, because I'm just thinking about a Major League Baseball game, and we've used this metaphor before, but I'd be willing to bet that most of the baseball players that go up to bat, even if they're in a slump, they're going up and they're playing something in their head where they hit it out of the park, yes, or where they, you know, hit a triple, you know, and scored two runs or whatever the case may be. I doubt very much, because they're pretty disciplined when they are professional athletes, right? Mm-hmm. So, but as individuals, we're not real disciplined in this area. So we allow the bad stuff, is what I hear you saying over and over again in the show tonight. We allow that self-criticism and that condemnation to be what does us in.
We let it be our truth. And then we make decisions on it, then where our feelings are based in it, you know, and then we wonder why we're miserable in our life.
Yeah.
Because we've let this inner critic become our truth.
I said something recently to somebody. I said, boy, you are amazing, young man. I just think you're wonderful. You got so much going for you. And the response was, no, I don't. No, you don't know me. No, I don't think I do.
Wow.
And it just really alarmed me, because I wanted this individual to see all that he really is, you know? And sometimes we have listened to that inner critic so long that we really believe that, no, I'm not a catch. Oh, I said something about you'd be a wonderful catch for some young girl, you know, whatever. No, I don't see that. No, I'm not.
Yeah,
you know?
And we let that inner critic become our truth. And that's where most people walk.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Where most people walk?
They're walking in, letting that inner critic
exactly
become their truth.
Right.
I'm not fill in the blank, whatever that inner critic told them. I'm not smart enough, good enough, pretty enough, lovable enough, whatever it is.
So people have got to get a handle on this, how important this is for the rest of your life.
Yes.
I don't care if you're 80 already. Mm-hmm. You have the rest of your life before you, and it's important to get a handle on these things and start realizing that you do have value. It's we've had shows on knowing your value. That's what this is, really.
And that's really what this is about.
Right.
Is walking in that inner truth so that you know your truth and can silence this inner critic that is the enemy.
It is.
The enemy to us.
It's the enemy of your peace, of your joy, of your motivation on a daily basis. Oh, well, I never, you know. Or if you're out there on the dating scene trying to find somebody, you're not going to do that. You're not going to come across very well if you feel like you're just, right?
That is so true. That is so true. And so knowing our inner truth is really important to knowing what we're not, knowing when we hear the lies. We can identify them.
Right.
And if you don't know your inner truth, you are just, you have nothing guiding you. It's just like you're, you know, flopping, flipping through life.
Yeah, floundering. I think a lot of times people keep all this inside, though. Mm-hmm. And they don't admit, oh, well, I beat myself up. They're not going to admit that, because that's embarrassing.
Right.
Right?
But you can hear it.
But you can hear it in things they say or the way they react to a compliment, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
People that can't accept a compliment, this is usually one of the reasons why.
This is it, that inner critic, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, one of the things I love to do to test somebody. I give them some kind of compliment and
do you
hear
really?
The response.
Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know you even do that.
Yes,
okay.
I do.
So, and then you listen to their response and see what they say. If they say, yeah, that is me, yeah.
Or thank you.
Yeah.
But
or
most people argue and tell me why that, it's not.
Why it's not, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then, right there, they just stepped into your trap that you created for them, Dr. Angel. And now they have to look at the fact that they don't think they deserve that compliment. Whatever.
Absolutely. Because that inner critic has told them they're not worthy of something positive.
Exactly. Wow. Why is all this so important?
Why is this so important? Because this is where we live. This is where we thrive in life. This is where we achieve our purpose and our destiny in life.
Right.
And so often we aren't achieving that. Because when we are, you're living go yard.
You're living.
You know, does that mean everything's going to be perfect and happy all the time? No. But it means you know your purpose, you know your truth, you know where you're going, and you can handle the struggles a lot better.
And you have to learn to silence that bad stuff. You have to learn how to do that, right?
When those really bad days come, okay, I'm pressing forward today.
Right. Yeah.
Because I know I've done this enough to know that there is, you know, we're going to go through it.
How about if somebody's having a bad day, how about if they pull out a journal or their paper and they write down some of their value?
Absolutely. Writing down, right, my value, my strength, where I'm going, what's my next step. We can move forward and move through it better. Right. We have tools that keep us from the feelings high or the feelings low. Mm-hmm. So many people are like, you know, the day is great, their feelings are great, the day is crap, their feelings are crap, and they're kind of riding that roller coaster.
Right.
And, you know, when you are walking in your truth, you're kind of a lot more even keeled.
Yeah.
People know what to expect from you.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't ride the high and low emotions so high or low.
Exactly. And so many people try to live a life that is just contained within their little sphere or their little circle or just themselves and their mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important that we give out of ourselves, right?
We have to. That's what keeps us from becoming, you know, selfish. You know, it's
right.
that giving out of ourselves. You know, that's that practicing generosity. It's that giving compassion. That's what's keeping us connecting.
When people cannot give generosity, I mean, when they're not generous people emotionally or whatever aspect, or they're not compassionate, that goes right back to the root of the problem that we've been discussing this whole series.
Yes, it does.
Is that there's some things back there that have caused them to be maybe cynical, sarcastic, mean, spirited, whatever the case may be.
That keeps them from being generous. And generosity and compassion is, you know, it's a purpose. It gives our life meaning to why we're here, and it's investing
in another life. Well, doesn't it feel good when we're generous or compassionate to others, empathetic with what they're going through?
Yes.
I've heard so much lately on TV just in the last couple of weeks with a shutdown about how this one doesn't care about it or that one. I mean, and lack of empathy.
And
there's so many people around this world that are that way, Dr. Angel.
And when we are giving into others, that means that we're not just stuck in our own world all the time. It's not just about me. The sun, moon, and stars don't revolve around me. And so many people are walking around thinking it does, and it doesn't. And it shows us that it's bigger than us.
You know, I think parents have a big responsibility. Okay, you and I both being parents of three each, and then me, grandmother of 12, it's very important that we project that caring, teaching this next generation how to really care about somebody else's feelings, for instance,
Absolutely.
Or what they're going through,
mm-hmm.
or their health, or something that they just experienced, a tragedy, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Too often people go through life and they don't care about anybody or anything except themselves.
Right. And we have a lot of very self-centered people.
We do.
Who are miserable. So we can't get stuck there.
So are you saying it's not a good thing to
be? It is not.
Okay.
We need to practice generosity and compassion. And we need to do that every day of our life in some capacity.
Right.
And, you know, and the last thing that we really need, I mean, exploring our truth, is really building our support system. We do not live in a vacuum, like you said. And we really need to value friendship. Friendship is so important.
Friendship.
You know, we don't choose our families, and a lot of times we don't even like our families.
Yeah, sometimes it's,
You know, there's a lot of conflict and pain and things that come with family, and there's a normalcy there. But we can create a family through our friends.
Right.
And that's a family of choice.
Right.
You know, and we become who we are around. And so we're around negative people, we become more negative. We're around people who are more positive, we become that way. It really impacts who we are.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And when we look back in our lives and we have the phases of our lives where we were at elementary school or middle school or high school or college, there are people that are attached to those memories, right?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just the book learning we got, right?
Yes.
It was, who did I run around with? Who did I care about? Who do I follow up with, you know? Who was in my wedding, you know? I haven't talked to two of my bridesmaids, I haven't talked to them in probably 35 or 40 years.
Wow.
They just lost track, you know, as the time went on and lived, you know, they moved away. And that's kind of a sad thing that some people who were very valuable to us at one point in our life, they're gone from our lives. Now, with Facebook and things like that, we can find them sometimes, but.
Sure, but you're right. And I call it my tribe. My tribe is important to me. Those are my people. Those are like my support system.
Are you an Indian chief? You are.
They are. They're my tribe. My tribe gets to know who I really am. They get to see, you know, the true. They get to see parts of that inner truth of me. And the tribe is, you know, they inspire me and they encourage me and they speak truth to me and challenge me. And we need that.
Right.
As we do for each other, you know. And so we have, we can create that tribe.
Right.
We choose our tribe.
Yeah.
We don't choose our family.
Well, that's true. And so there's certain people that come into our lives that impact our lives and we feel, oh, I want to get to know that person, right?
Right.
And then there's other people that we go, I don't want to get to know that person.
But here's what's happening is so many people are choosing tribes that aren't helping them, are positive for them, and they're more drama than their family.
Exactly.
You know, our friends really need to be, it's a support system.
Yes.
It goes all around. It's equal give and equal take.
And
all
some
through.
Of those could be a relative, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
And sometimes they are. But some of the dearest friends in your life are probably people that you've cried with, they know your pain in a certain area, or they went through a divorce with you, you know, helped you get through that, or you lived with them for a while because you had no place to go, and you've created those bonds, right?
Yes. And that's important for us. And so many people are so lacking in this friendship area.
I think more than ever because of this is an age of video games and isolation and staying home and
And social media friends is what they consider their friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not friendship. Friendship is...
Who do you interact with? Talking,
not just, you know, liking their stuff and sharing your life with them and experiences with them.
And I think Facebook has a place because we get to see each other's pictures and the pictures of our kids and things like that. But there's no substitute for picking up the phone or going out to lunch.
Absolutely. It's not a substitute. It's an enhancement.
It's just an enhancement. I agree.
And so we have to really work at this friendship. And do we have a lot of time? Sometimes we don't. Life is busy, but we cannot not afford to do this. This is part of making us strong enough to...
Right.
To, you know, fulfill our purpose and our destiny.
And these need to be people you trust. And even if it's your kid, sometimes it can be your kid or a grandchild or whatever that you're super close to. Mm-hmm. But it's a matter of trust and developing that trust and keeping a confidence if they say, please don't tell anybody this.
Absolutely. You know, and that's devastating. You know, I just had that experience this week where somebody I thought I trusted and I shared something with found out, nope, they weren't, you know, and that's hard.
Yeah.
But we can't hold that one person's mistake against the other people in our tribe.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of times people do that. If someone, you know, betrays their trust, well, I'm never trusting again. You can't afford to do that.
Well, because we need each other, right?
Right. And so when we have, you know, our hurts that are in our life, that are in our inner truth, that we're not dealing with, what we end up doing is, and I've talked about it in previous shows, we're bleeding on people who did not cause the injury.
Exactly.
And we got to stop that.
Exactly. Just in one of the things we've discussed over and over in these years of this show is that we have to develop safe zones, right? Mm-hmm. We have to, I just flew last week to Indiana to meet my youngest grandbaby. And last week, the TSA was totally fine. You know, people were everywhere checking everybody. I don't know if that's same this week or not with the shutdown. But with that said, when I got on the plane, it never gave me – I didn't have a second thought about safety.
Right.
I just sat down and began to read a book and relax and have a good time, you know, flying and coming back. But my point with all that is in our relationships, we should feel that kind of safety.
Absolutely.
Right? And when we fly, we should feel that our air traffic controllers are not drunk, right? Or not just missing or taking a nap, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with our personal relationships.
With our close personal ones,
with our close personal relationships.
We give trust, right, and at the degree that we feel safe with that. And so what's happening is some people are giving too much trust to relationships who haven't earn that level of trust, and they're not giving it to those who have. And so they're not feeling supported, and this is like a huge foundation for us to grow.
Okay, so we got to take back our personal power. We got to pick the right people in our lives, correct?
And
grow those friendships, grow those relationships, which means spending time, quality time with them.
Mm-hmm.
Not just on the phone or not just texting back and forth,
absolutely.
But actual face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball contact, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Because that's what develops that trust, you know, and spending quality time, doing fun things, creating memories. Wow, there's so much in this whole
silencing
thing.
Silencing that inner critic.
Yes.
Silencing our judgmental
critic. We got to do that. Yeah, we got to do that. And then if we need therapy, get a therapist you trust, like Dr. Angel, and sit down with somebody and say, hey, I'm struggling in these areas. I need to explore my truth. Oh, I need to find out.
You need to know my truth.
Right.
So that I can live the life that I really want to be living and
exactly.
not the one that I'm living.
Exactly. And so all of this is worth spending time doing.
Yes.
It's worth investing in yourself is what you're doing, right?
Yes. Because the pain, the change has its pain to it, but it moves and you get through it. The pain of staying the same just stays. It's a chronic pain that doesn't go away.
It will not.
No.
Until you do something about it. You got to be proactive.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Be an adult. Take back your power. Get proactive. Experience things. Set your goals. And be willing to explore ideas. Be willing to, you know, take constructive feedback.
Yeah. It reminds me of people who get emaciated and do not, because they're not eating properly or they're not taking their vitamins or they're not doing strength training or whatever. It eventually catches up with you, right? If a person does not eat a decent meal for weeks on end, what's going to happen? They're just going to... You know, their fat reserves are going to be used up and they're going to get, you know, really
ill. Well, right.
Really
not only is their body going to be weak, they're going to probably get sick, but emotionally they're going to be a hot mess too.
Exactly.
So
apply that here.
Apply that here. If we're not doing the things to take care of ourselves, it's going to trickle into every part of our life.
It is.
And it is. We haven't connected how it's trickled in. So if we are not living the life we want to live, we need to get in here and get this truth explored. We need to get in here and walk and live in our truth.
Exactly. So, I mean, this just takes time. It takes effort. It takes purpose. Mm-hmm. It takes responsibility, follow through. It takes taking this part of your life seriously. That's what I'm hearing you say.
Yes.
And not just avoiding truth, but actually acknowledging the truth.
Acknowledging it. And giving it its place.
That's a big part of the whole process of healing, don't you think, is acknowledging? Yeah, this thing happened. It's been affecting me all my life. I need to talk about it. I need to deal with it. I need to forgive myself. I need to forgive the perpetrator or whatever it was.
Whatever. I need to move through and gain a new perspective, try new feelings, and move through and move forward.
You can't even begin to put enough emphasis, I don't think, Dr. Angel, on this topic. And I know it's been four shows and we've talked and talked, but sum up what you want to sum up here in the minute and a half that you have left.
Oh, wow. That's quick. You know, remembering that our inner truth is the facts of what we've experienced, plus our interpretation and our feelings of those facts. So everybody has their own personal inner truth.
Yes.
And it's individualized, and we need to know it, and we need to deal with it.
It's worth exploring,
absolutely.
Right?
It'll change your life.
It's the greatest adventure, one of the greatest adventures of your life, to get healing from things that have been messing with your head and your emotions for a long time. It's one of the greatest adventures you can get on.
It will. It will change so much of your life.
Right. And, you know, life is short and it goes by very quickly. So why let it just thunder past you and you be upset forever?
Absolutely. Don't live in regrets. Live with purpose and passion.
Purpose and passion. And who are you anyway that I've been sitting here talking to this whole hour?
I'm Dr. Angel.
You sure are. And I'm Mama Mac. And that's Tommy in there as our engineer. And so we have been talking to you tonight about exploring our truth. Join us again next week for a brand new series. And we look forward to it. Go to tantalknetwork.com. Go to podcast. Go to Go Yard and catch the beginning three sessions of the series. And we'll have something brand new next week. God bless you. Have a great week. See you soon.
Good night.